Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 68 on Black Friday. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my very sporadic now podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, cat photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So basically these days, pretty much everyone can tell you what Black Friday is or what Cyber Monday is, but in case you don't know, they're sales that happen around Thanksgiving, usually after Thanksgiving, on different websites and in different brick-and-mortar stores throughout the world. So essentially the idea is that you go through and you have this huge sale to bring people in before the big holiday Christmas so that they can buy all the gifts at like a slightly cheaper rate. You know, you get them with things like doorbusters where the first 50 or 100 people, or sometimes even just 10, get a really great price on some really decent product. The interesting thing is that, of course, this is all just a huge marketing scheme. So basically what happens is that you have companies like Walmart, for instance, who will go through and they'll advertise some like, you know, let's just say a 60-inch television that's HD, gets, you know, 1080p, that they're going to sell for $200, maybe $150, some ridiculous price. So you find this inside of their ad, you think it's a great deal, and you're like, hey, I need to buy this because, you know, I don't know anything about televisions, but I know that for that price, for that size, that's pretty good. Now, what's interesting about this is that a lot of these companies that have these really, really great deals on these types of televisions and things to this effect usually won't sell televisions that are name brand, like higher-end name brand for that matter. So a lot of these companies go through and they'll make their own house brand. For instance, Best Buy makes Rocketfish and Dynex and Magnolia, I think, is their in-house televisions that they have. But all of those things are sold by Best Buy. Like the same way with Walmart. Walmart will go through and they either have their own brand that they've made, which I don't remember exactly who makes it, but I know that they also get other brands like Emerson and other people to make them cheaper products. And when I say make them cheaper products, I specifically mean for Black Friday, a lot of times these bigger companies will produce the cheapest fucking thing that they can to sell at a really great price, which means that these sales that you're seeing on Black Friday sometimes are only models that are made for Black Friday, which is to say that they made this model specifically for Black Friday. So you might see, like, you know, some companies have name brands like Sony's and Samsung televisions that are on sale, and most of the time those aren't going to be Black Friday specials, as in they were made specifically for Black Friday. But whenever you see one that's made by like the in-house company, like I said, in Best Buy's case, it'd be like Dynex. Let's say there's a Dynex 32-inch television that's on sale for $75. Most of the time, they go ahead and they have their in-house company make that with the cheapest fucking parts that are available. It's probably made in China or some other place that they can make it ridiculously cheap, and they're probably still turning some kind of profit off of it. They're able to make this product that they'll make a little bit of money on, but that'll bring hundreds of thousands of people into their stores. And that's kind of the whole gist of it. You know, they want to have these really great deals on things that is going to bring you into the store. And you'll notice that some of the bigger items that people always want, or some of the better items, or some of the more called for brands like Apple or Nintendo, they never have sales. Like, the biggest sale you're going to see is maybe you'll get 20% off on their gift card, or if you go certain places, you might get a free gift card for that place, free iTunes, maybe you'll get a free game if you're buying from Nintendo. All these things are just small promotions that don't hurt them very much, that get them a little bit more, but you'll notice that the prices of their actual product, the big sellers, like, let's just say the 3DS, or the iPods, or the iPhones, never really go down during this time. The prices usually are about the same, and you're just getting these small bonuses with it, you know, and the small bonuses is usually stuff that is not even monetarily scalable. For instance, a gift card you have to spend with Apple. A $25 gift card for iTunes, that's like nothing these days. You can, you know, you'll buy a couple apps on your phone and on your iPad, it's gone. And it's the same thing with Nintendo stuff. You know, if Nintendo gives you a free digital download, that costs them fucking nothing. They've already made millions of dollars off of these things. All it does ensure is that the titles that they do, or the things that they give you, are always respent on them. Which is to say, any of the titles that you're going to get for free from like Nintendo is going to be something that's part of something bigger. You know, let's say they give you a free Mario game. Guess what? There's a fucking 100 Mario games that are out there that if you like this Mario game, you'll probably also like that Mario game. So they're just trying to hook you deeper in into their product. With that, understanding that it is a marketing scheme and that's how they get you to buy more things of theirs and how they get you to think that their products are really great and worthwhile and it's a great deal and things like this, it is a really good thing for some people. You know, obviously, I actually do enjoy shopping, very much so, and I really do enjoy Black Friday because I make a little event of it. I go out with my friends and we go shopping and try and find the best deals here and there. So it is pretty fun, and most of the best deals that I find specifically myself are on video games and on movies during that time, because a lot of the brick and mortar stores have, you know, specials on that. And they also have, you know, every once in a while you can get kind of these interestingly wacky deals through them, where they used to guarantee stuff in stock, which they've kind of like not really done anymore, or they've made it so that it is really in stock. The cool thing about the guarantee in stock is that when they ran out of product, they would ship you the actual product, and if they ran out of whatever model it was, they'd give you the next best thing. And in several cases, this has worked in my benefit, where I had like a house brand of something that was just kind of like a piece of crap television, let's say, and they ended up sending me like a fucking Samsung, which is obviously much better than the in-house Walmart brand. So every once in a while, that kind of thing can work in your favor, but I found a lot of companies get around that now by just saying, oh, well, this deal is out, so you can't get it anymore, or it was sold out previously and they just cancel your order, which just kind of sucks. Which is where you come in, you see stuff that you see on like Slick Deals that maybe is like a mismark on a price, and they just kind of fuck you over on it. It's kind of like, oh, I'm so sorry, you don't get anything from it. Actually, I believe that Cyber Monday and Prime Day and things like that on Amazon are much better for one reason specifically, and that is that the deals that you're going to see there are going to be truer deals than you're going to see on Black Friday from like a lot of these different brick and mortar type stores like Best Buy or Walmart. The reason is because you're actually getting whatever the name brand product is that you're looking for. So if I'm looking for like a solid state hard drive and I want to be able to get the best deal, Walmart might have that for sale, but they're probably not going to. Best Buy also might have that for sale, but usually it's like external drives. A lot of these brick and mortar stores sell a lot of external drives or USB flash drives during that time, which are generally good prices, but the markup on those things is so fucking high anyways, it doesn't matter. And a lot of times it is something that they just bought like a lot of stock, they get a special deal from the company on for like a Black Friday special, which is why whenever you buy shit from these brick and mortar stores on Black Friday, you can never really find support on it. I don't know if anyone else has realized this. You know, it's a very specific like one-off that they've made just for this. It's slightly cheaper, you know, that the version right before and the version right after it happen to have something special about it that's better, and in your version you don't really have that, let's just say. So if you have any products like this, by all means, let me know what your experience is with it. I've got like an Emerson TV that I got that was on Black Friday special, and it was a really good price, but it has this weird energy save feature where if the screen goes too bright or too dark, then it tries to automatically balance itself. So you'll be sitting there and all of a sudden the screen will change its brightness in the middle of whatever you're watching, and it's pretty fucking annoying. And there's nobody on the planet that apparently knows how to fix it, and also there haven't been any firmware updates for the television since I bought it, which, you know, leads me to believe that there never is going to be one, because there's never any need for it, because only people that purchased it on Black Friday are going to have this problem. So with Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up, what kind of things can you kind of look out for that will help you identify these kind of deals? Really, it's just kind of looking at the ads and then trying to search for that specific manufacturer number or that item number other places to see if people have actually rated it, if people have bought it, for instance. My go-to is almost always either Newegg or Amazon. If they don't have that product, then I can guarantee you it's a specifically made product just for Black Friday that you're more than likely going to have some slight difference from the original version. Now, not to say that these aren't still great deals in some cases. Like, obviously, some of the bundles they sell on consoles, you're still getting the same fucking console as everyone else. It's just they might have given you, like, $20 off on a game, which you wouldn't have gotten otherwise if you didn't buy it inside of the console bundle. So that's a really great thing. But Again, it's just something to try and get you back in on the store. Like Target, for instance, will continuously give you gift cards depending on what you're buying. Inside of their ad, it's always gift cards. There's a $10 gift card for that, or a $20 gift card for this. If you buy this one thing, that's over $300. So that's a cool little way to just add a little bit of a bonus for the person that's buying a gift, for instance. But I digress here. So that being said, there are some great deals that are out there for Black Friday and for Cyber Monday. I personally think that the best deals are going to be found on any kind of big name products online. A lot of the time, brick and mortar stores aren't going to have them. If you know of any spectacular deals that are going to be happening this Black Friday, Cyber Monday, again, share, especially if it's on computer related goods. That's kind of my jam. So please do go ahead and send that my way. If you have any suggestions, for instance, on a future podcast topic, by all means, share again. And as always, please do like, share, and subscribe to these episodes. It helps out a tremendous amount, guys. As always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.